Volume 34. Fiat. In voluntate Dei. Deo gratias. December 2nd, 1935. How the divine will darts through the creature and forms in her the divine nobility. And performing the role of actor, it renders God and the creature inseparable. Example, the sun. My King of Love, Jesus, and my Divine Queen Mama, oh please, braid my will with yours, and make them one, even more, and close me inside your hearts, that I may write, not outside of you, but either inside the heart of my Jesus, or on the lap of my Celestial Mother. So that I may be able to say, it is Jesus who is writing, and my Mama who is feeding me the words. Therefore, help me, and give me the grace to conquer the great repugnance I feel in starting yet another volume. You who know my state, I feel the need to be sustained, fortified, and totally renewed by the power of your divine fiat, to be able to do in everything and always your divine will. So, I was feeling immersed in the divine volition, which took the aspect of actor, to be able to enter into the inmost receptacles of my soul and form its operating act in me. I remained surprised. And my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness, told me, my blessed daughter, when the creature does and lives in the divine will, our supreme being darts through her with its light continuously. It darts through her mind and casts into it the nobility of the divine thoughts, in such a way that she feels in her intelligence, memory, and will the sanctity, the remembrance of her Creator, the love and the will of He who, assuming the role of actor, forms in it the divine order and wisdom, and darting through it, with its kisses of light, it casts the divine substance into her mind, in such a way that everything is noble, everything is holy, everything is sacred in her. This actor of my volition, forming its dwelling in the created intelligence, with its power and mastery, forms in it its image. It darts through her heart and forms the nobility of love, of the desires, of the affections and heartbeats. It darts through her mouth and forms the nobility of the words. It darts through her works and steps and forms holy works and the nobility of the steps. And it darts not only through the soul, but also through the body. And with its light, it invests her blood and ennobles it in such a way that the creature feels the fullness, the sanctity, the substance of divine nobility flow within her blood and through her members. This actor of my divine will takes the office of insuperable artisan, of transforming God in the creature and the creature in God. When my will has reached this, which is the greatest act it can do, that is, to form of God and of the creature one single life, rendering them inseparable from each other, it rests in its work and feels such happiness in it because it has conquered the creature. It has formed its work in her and has fulfilled its will. Then it seems that in the emphasis of its love it says, I have done everything. There is nothing left for me to do other than possessor and lover. I remained pensive in hearing this. And my lovable Jesus added, "My daughter, why do you doubt? Doesn't the sun also do this office? As it darts through the flower with its light, so does it give it the substance of its color and fragrance. As it darts through the fruit, so does it infuse in it sweetness and taste. As it darts through the plants, so does it communicate to each of them the substance and the effects that befit them. If the sun does this, much more so does my divine will, which can do anything and knows how to do everything. And just as the sun keeps looking for the seed in order to give what it possesses, so does my divine will keep searching for creatures who want to live of my will, darting through them immediately, communicating divine substance and nobility, forming and making its life grow in them."